As the Springfield, Massachusetts Police Department struggles to rebuild its reputation and restore public trust, the mayor and city council remain divided on civilian oversight. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno wants to give the Community Police Hearing Board some teeth, which critics have long claimed the civilian body lacks, by giving it the power to compel witnesses to appear and produce evidence at its hearings on allegations of misconduct by police officers. A month ago, Sarno proposed an ordinance that would expand the Civilian Police Review Panel from the current 7 members to 9 and give it subpoena power.
This will continue to build on the public's trust and the mutual respect for our residents and our police department.
The city council, rather than give the ordinance a routine first-step approval, which would have kept the issue on subsequent council agendas, voted to send it to committee where it could languish and die after 3 months. Sarno said he was disappointed by the decision to keep the proposal in committee.
So I'm hopeful that the city council will bring this back up ASAP and pass it. I mean, it serves the city well and serves the residents well and the police department, and it's exactly what they were looking for.
The changes to the Civilian Hearing Board proposed by Sarno were recommended by a consultant the city hired to review the police department's internal affairs procedures in light of allegations of foot dragging and cover-ups in cases of police misconduct.
The professionals have recommended that you stay with a strong commissioner, he or she, and have a strong civilian review board, which we have Community Police Hearing Board.
Twice since 2016, the city council has voted to create a 5-member board of police commissioners, civilians who would be in charge of all personnel decisions at the police department. But Sarno has ignored the ordinance, claiming it is illegal under the city charter. City Councilor Orlando Ramos said given what the council has already passed, there is no need to approve the ordinance the mayor is now pushing.
And my argument remains that we already have a board that has subpoena power, and we already have a board that addresses a lot of the concerns that they're trying to address through this ordinance.
Nonetheless, Ramos, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, said he's not shutting the door on further discussions with the administration about the Civilian Hearing Board ordinance.
But I don't think that we're ready to take action on this ordinance as of yet.
Two city councilors who are strong supporters of the police commission plan, Mike Fenton and Tim Ryan, support Sarno's latest proposal for civilian police oversight. They say the gridlock between the council and the mayor is not in the best interest of the city and its troubled police department. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.